Well, good morning, everybody. Just recently, we've all heard about a lot of stories about people who tell lies, particularly some of our politicians. But one of the things that cannot be done, and that is that in our Houses of Parliament, they are not allowed to call anyone else, any other member, a liar. I'm going to do something different, because I'm going to say to you that you are a liar. And I hope you won't be offended by that, because I'm a liar as well. We're all liars. We are a liar, and I believe that by the end of my talk you'll agree with me and you will admit the fact that you may well have told a lie even today, if not to someone else, to even to yourself. Life is complicated, isn't it? Our relationships and friendships get a little sticky. Sometimes they break down with the result that loneliness begins to creep in. And what happens then? We're likely to bend the truth so that we can make it through the day or through the week. And let's be frank about it. Bending the truth is in actual fact lying. But we probably argue that we have to lie in order to keep the pain of living tucked away so that it doesn't hurt so much. The fact is that in our hearts, that our hearts are deceitful and they have a way of making it easy for us to be okay with these lies. The Bible has something to say about it and tells us what God thinks about it. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give everyone according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings." In Psalm 139, verse 23 says that we should respond to this truth. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me. Know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." But the lies we tell to cover over the pain of life actually make it more difficult for us to grow in our faith and in our relationships with others, because we become so immune to the harm they are doing, and we don't see the damage that they do. That's why the time has come for us to identify the lies and call them what they are. I want each one of you to be honest with yourself, particularly as I draw your attention to five lies which I believe every one of us tells at some time or other, to either to ourselves but also to others. The first is just two words: "I'm okay," or "I'm fine." We've got to do a bit of an open heart surgery today. It's something we don't like doing. We don't like digging around and examining what's going on, because when we begin to look, we usually find areas that are in need of some major renovation. It gets a bit messy. And even though most of us here today are retired, I think, we are far too busy to be bothered with looking for things to fix. So what do? We just pretend that everything is okay, everything is fine. We put on our walking boots, we continue to trudge onward a long life's journey, and so we continue until some catastrophe befalls us, and we find that we're not, in fact, as okay as we've pretended to be. This is the world's model. But what model do we find in the Bible? The Psalms are very helpful here, for we find the psalmist often crying out to God to search and test and examine him, as I have already quoted, and he does so for a reason, which is so that God can keep doing the necessary renovation work. In Psalm 119, we find the psalmist calling upon God to help him over this particular matter. There in verse 29, he says, "Remove from me the way of lying and grant me your law graciously." Perhaps we need to pray every day as Jeremiah did. Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. That's in Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 40. What we have to do is to honestly admit that we are not okay and that we need the help of the Lord. Now, I realise that it is often a little scary to ask for help because it means owning up to our weaknesses. But God is the specialist who understands our weaknesses and can help us through them. What did Paul say to the Romans? He said, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses or in our infirmities, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." That's Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. So that's the first lie that we tell. I'm okay. And it just rolls off our tongue, doesn't it? I'm fine. I'm good. That's the modern expression, isn't it, among children? I'm good. I'm doing good. And we're not really okay at all. The second lie we tell, maybe you don't realise you're doing this, is no one will ever find out. How often do you want to do something that you don't want anyone else to know about? Do you watch programmes on the TV that you would feel ashamed if anyone else knew you watched them? We want to do things and remain anonymous. But there is no such thing as true anonymity in the world today. We've seen cases taken to court in recent days where things have been said and they've come to light out of darkness, really. Nobody thought they would ever come to light, but they do. What we do in private has a way of being found out. We only have to read the newspapers or the stories that are posted on the internet to know how true that is and the damage that is caused. And yet we're all inclined to do something and excuse ourselves with the lie that no one will ever find out. It may be true that we as individuals are not amongst those whose lives the world wants to pull apart, but God knows all about us, including what we might call our secret lives. Again, the psalmist speaks of this when he says, "You, God, have set our iniquities," that's our wrongdoings, "before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance." He's opened them up so they're there and visible in his sight. That's in Psalm 90, verse 8. How many of us let this lie bring us down and stop us from living the life that God has planned for us? And there's an answer to it. Although God knows all the foolish things we do, and let's be honest and call them sinful things, for that is what they are, in spite of this, God still loves us. Paul spoke of this when he wrote to the Romans and said, "But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." That's Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. What wonderful truth this is. We can't hide. There is no hiding place. But we don't need to hide from God. The third lie that I believe that we often tell is this: no one will get hurt. And we realise that most of these lies we tell to ourselves, don't we, rather than to other people. No one will get hurt. This excuse is like a twin to the last, for the two are often found together. Almost in the same breath, we say both: no one will find out and no one will get hurt. We think that it's okay to do something behind closed doors because it only has an impact on me. It has no impact on anyone else. So it's got to be okay, hasn't it? Got to be okay for me to do it. But sometimes spiritual harm can result from what we do. How we live in secret impacts upon our walk with God, and that will certainly have an effect upon others. Whilst they may not know just why we are not walking with the Lord as we were, the results may well be a stumbling block to them. Apart from that, God will be grieved and hurt when we make bad choices. And throughout the Bible, we can read of occasions when God was greatly pained by the activities, the sin of mankind. And even if we can see no effect on those around us, what we might call our secret lives, our sinful lives, will always inflict grief and pain upon the very one we want to please. They will inflict pain and grief upon God Himself. And so we come to the fourth lie. And it's this: well, that's just the way I am. Just the way I am. Sometimes when we do take the trouble to examine our lives and we see that something isn't quite right, we deal with the problem by trying to make it an acceptable or unchangeable part of who we are. We might say that it is part of our nature, or it's something that we can't fix. And what we are doing is saying that we are not responsible for behaving as we do, for living as we do, for doing the things we do, because it's just too deeply embedded in us. That's a terrible lie, because we're refusing to admit that God is the one who made us, and His intention was that we would look like, act like, and be like Him. Right at the beginning of the Bible, we read, God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. And to be like Jesus, that's in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27, and to be like Jesus when He returns, is spoken by John in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. We know that we all trip up somewhere along the way to that goal, but saying, that's just the way I am, is really saying something like, God got it wrong when He made me. Or, God was taken by surprise by my struggles in life. What we're really saying is that we don't believe that God can change us. But thankfully, we're wrong. God specializes not in simply repairing broken things, but in making broken things new. Our struggles are very real, and we have to confess that. Our struggles are rotten, aren't they? They hurt. They mess us up. When we admit that, when we confess that, then we can embark on the sometimes long, sometimes painful journey of being made like Jesus. And as we travel along that road, there is a promise that is good to keep in mind. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. When Paul wrote that to the Philippians, he started by telling them that they could be confident that God would do it. God will not give up halfway through the process of transformation, he will complete the work that he has begun in you. And the fifth lie is this: I can do it tomorrow. I was telling Nigel earlier, tomorrow never comes. It's always today. Tomorrow never comes. But how often do we say it? I'll start reading my Bible tomorrow. I'll begin to have a prayer time tomorrow. I'll ring so-and-so up tomorrow to arrange to meet. I'll tell my wife, my husband, my friend the truth tomorrow. I will start to get honest with God tomorrow. And how many times have we found out the truth that I've just said, tomorrow never comes? The problem is that we don't like to make changes today. Even when life is at its most miserable or hard or difficult or painful, and we know that we must make some changes, we just don't want to make them or start making them today because we think that it will be much easier tomorrow. The psalmist said, and the writer to the letter to the Hebrews quoted it, "Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the day of rebellion." Psalm 95, verses 7 and 8, and Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. None of us knows if we will have a tomorrow, but we do know that we have a today. We're here. It's today. It is today. We have it right now. And God is faithful right now. So let me end with another scripture, a verse written again by Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1 and verses 8 and 9. He says this: "He will also confirm you to the end, or keep you strong to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Jesus saying he is the way, the truth, and the life. And for us to be like him, we also must be the way, the truth, and the life. Our lives must be true. The things we say must be true. The way we live must be true. Your word tells us there that we should avoid all appearance of evil. That includes lying, includes saying some of those things which we sometimes say rather almost with laughter, and yet really they are a lie. We so glibly say, "Yes, I'm okay, I'm fine, I'm doing okay, I'm getting on well." Father, help us to be truthful. Help us to avoid these things, these lies, and to live and to say as you would have us do. We pray these things, Father, for your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Eddie. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.